Got another one that we're really low on. That's reported cost $99,306, current value $94,341. We've only got in on for $29,317. So needless to say, I understand you wouldn't appeal those because they're much lower, but if we're going to look at lowering those other ones, maybe, and that is part of BOE, to look at raising these. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, we've got the parcel numbers on them as well.
I am not familiar with those, sir, but I would gladly look at them. But sometimes when the companies are reporting costs, they're talking a different set of facts. Is that if they bought it, if they bought a tower in service 8 years ago, and they paid $112,000 for it, and at the time you had four users on it, you know, AT&T, I don't know a local one, their cost associated with that time may have carried a business value to them. And that's the cost they reported because that's the cost they have on their books and records. I don't know those specific ones. And I understand why they may turn in a cost of $100,000 and the local appraiser only covers it at $30,000. It's because there's an intangible value in there that your local appraiser does not want to pick up. They don't want to assess intangible values. And they know what the company's doing. The company's taking their books and records, rendering the property. Like, you know, just like anybody else, you know, saying, here's my cost for the tower on my books and records. But in the very same instance, when a tower goes empty and there's no tenants on it, the company books it at $1. If we turned in $1 to the assessor, they would say the same thing to us. I'm not there to value your intangible and loss of business. I'm there to value the asset. So there is reasons why you see a difference in valuation across many different towns. Versus, and what's rendered, like I said, what's rendered and what an appraiser values the property at typically are very two different things.
Well, you do have reported cost and current value that was put on there by you guys. So, I mean, Miss Valerie Hamilton put that on there. But, or as the contact anyway. David, do you have any thoughts? Joe, what's your thoughts?
That's quite a disparity. I guess I'm still unclear as to why there's such a huge disparity on the on these two different, the service that you're using and the one that they're using here as far as estimated value.
Marshall Swift is very much accepted. Very much.
Okay.
But when I did visit with them, and I called them specifically because of cell towers, looked at the things coming up, and we didn't have Marshall Swift. I bought their book, and just primarily for the cell tower information, not knowing it was right there. But anyhow, I just wasn't sold on it being that thorough of evaluation, and just in looking at these things, just didn't add up to me. But it's
well, unfortunately, we've got theirs. I mean, if he's saying that's an acceptable service, and that's what we've got in front of us,
right?
I mean, it may be something. Obviously, if you go back as an assessor and look at it with one of these services you're talking about, then they may have a dramatic change coming up.
Could very well be, yeah.
But I mean, with what we've got in front of us today.
I would make a motion that we would accept BOE number 32, BOE number 33, and deny BOE 34, BOE 35. Yep, that would be parcel numbers that I'm making the motion that we accept your evaluation, it started off with 08-12 or 08-2.0.
Yes, sir.
Except 04-4.0.
Yes, sir.
That we would deny 17-9.0.
Yes, sir.
And that we would deny 05-3.0. My reasoning.
Yes, sir. I got it.
And my reasoning behind that on the deny on the accepting and the denying is this, that you're not too far behind our current evaluation on the first two, and you are miles apart from the evaluation on the other. So that is my reasoning behind the motion. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Obviously, they would have a right to go to the state tax commission to value those.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You have a right to go to the state tax commission to appeal whatever we would not accept.
I'm showing the value request is 56003 for
yes.
32
yes.
and 67592 for 32.
Correct. That's exactly what I have.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. Mr. Penal, Mr. Reynolds, I greatly appreciate it. And all other members of the board that I didn't get to meet.
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh. All right, I'll second.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. You will get a letter from the county clerk's office stating the value adjustments that we did on the first two and the denials on the second two, and obviously you can appeal to the state tax commission. Curtis, I appreciate your time and your patience.
Absolutely.
All right.
I want to thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
This?
No.
This? Thank you. Hey, it looks like we got an easy one after this. By the way, this.
Oh, it's 19.
Do you any further discussion on this? Okay. On this last one, well, sort of last one, do we want to move the Home Depot, the Branson Hills property to another day? Or do we want to continue?
Gentlemen, if we can finish in a day, I'm.
All right. Joe, how are you?
What he said.
Okay, very good. You're just tired to come to Forsyth, aren't you? Yeah.
I'll be here in the morning.
I don't know Joe and Sharon Watkins, but 128 Bunker Ridge Drive, I just sold one currently in there that was immaculate. I mean, Anderson or Pella windows installed, new carpet, new flooring, new paint, everything. And I sold it for $65,000. So I think their requested evaluation.
Well, he sent three.
He's sending some
real
comps.
Estate.
Yep.
Thanks
for comps. Mine might have even been 60. Yeah, that looked like ours. Of course, they all have three chairs and a fireplace. He smokes.
Jeff, I'd suggest y'all just call him and tell him you're ready to do his value and run with it.
I'm not trying to override you guys.
No, I'm
just
trying to
saying
say,
what
he's backed up what he's saying.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Well, I just have one. I just printed off one.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
But
this is one next door, basically.
It's also. There's the values on the other three.
I tried calling him before, but some phone number took me to somebody.
That was good. Well, it was good. That guy was waiting on it.
I'm glad you told me it's Curtis. You told me earlier it was some guy named Curtis. Right?
Yep.
unfortunately, those monthly fees over there are just...
Is that why they're cheap?
Yeah, hey Joe, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I apologize, we are running a little bit behind today, 41 minutes to be exact for you. Did I catch you okay time?
Hey, you sure did. Yeah, I was wondering, I tried to call that number on the bottom, but nobody answered, but that's probably a different number.
I'm not sure, but hey, we got you now. You're looking on your condo at 128 Bunker Ridge Drive. You were looking to change the valuation from 83,460 to 66,900. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. I make a motion.
I live in Florida. And,
awesome.
I've talked to Bruce a lot about that.
Yep.
The condo, I don't know, it seems like those things just keep going down and down to me.
Yep. I'm here with the other members of the Board of Equalization, and we looked at the evidence that you provided, and we are voting. I make a motion that we accept your evaluation. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, you will get motion carries. You have your requested evaluation, Joe. And you will get a letter from the county clerk's office stating such in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So, hey, thank you for your patience. And I realize it's 6:45 where you're at right now. So...
All right, I do appreciate you getting back, Bill. I'm glad I
have
my phone there handy.
Yep, absolutely. You have a great one, Joe.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. All right, this next one is, looks like the same company is 2017-38 and 40.
Is the same company handling them? 39?
Yeah.
That was there?
Yeah, that was Target, right?
It was Target. They had given me a wrong number. I talked to them last week. Got the right number in there. That's why we have 2017-40, and that's for the property, the ground.
That's
the
right.
The 2017-38 is the building.
That's Home Depot.
And that's all Home Depot.
Okay, so the 40 is the ground of Home Depot. The 38 is the building.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there are two together.
Okay, roughly how much did we reduce the other ones?
That's what I was curious. Hey, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
We had one. We're looking at Home Depot over here, and we noticed that Target was on there, on the list that had got eliminated, right?
That Mr. Brown had brought in.
Target's on this list I'm looking at, number 39. It's gone.
And what happened with that?
Target's last three digits is 001. Home Depot's is 011, and they gave me the 001.
I got you. So it's your mistake.
It was actually
not pointing a finger.
It was actually their mistake.
Okay.
Because they gave me the wrong number.
Sorry, I did point a finger. I said this is your, but so there was not a change of valuation on Target.
No.
No, they didn't appeal. They wrote the wrong number.
Okay, so
no appeal on 38.
No, 39.
Okay.
You probably don't even have 39 on your sheet.
Well, we had the former sheets. Remember that one that you'd sent us?
Yeah.
Okay, so but we still have 38 and 40 left?
Yes.
Do I understand that 38 and 40 are basically the same thing?
Yes. Same area.
But are they wanting $4.9 million on one and $4.9 million on the other one, or $4.9 million for both of them?
Let me show you what they showed. See how the parcel number is written out?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put that and then they put $4.9
million. So it's for both of them?
I assume it's for both of them. And after I talked to him, he said, it was pretty late in the afternoon when I got a hold of him, Friday afternoon. And that's the reason why this still says 001 instead of 011. And